And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The McCrory administration's reasonable Medicaid reform proposal may not pass the General Assembly this summer, after all. Officials with the Department of Health and Human Services unveiled a plan last week to expand accountable care organizations that would give medical providers incentives to work together under Medicaid to save money. The plan, which is similar to changes made in Medicare by the Affordable Care Act, seems to have key House leaders like Representative Nelson Dollar on board. Dollar and much of the healthcare community objected to McCrory's earlier and more radical idea for Medicaid reform, the proposal to turn over the program to out-of-state, for-profit managed care companies. Expanding accountable care organizations makes a lot more sense, but it may not pass the General Assembly anytime soon. Reportedly, Senate leaders don't like the plan, many of them preferring the managed care approach that right-wing think tanks are pushing instead. The battle over Medicaid reform could be one of the more interesting stories in the legislative session that begins in May. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.